You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yay!
Abby Gettings in for Matt Steinmetz. He's probably on the links right now. Told him to keep him straight this morning.
No doubt. He's in a tournament, him and Dibs.
But I thought Dibs was leaving for Vegas soon.
Yeah, that's he'll leave, I don't want to say all his business, after the tournament.
Okay.
Because he'll be, I think, Monday and Tuesday. Summer League, speaking of which, did you catch Cooper Flagg? Got to get better condition. He was huffing and puffing a little too much for me.
Now, are you really making a lot of that?
I noticed it in the championship game, too, that my man was huffing and puffing. I'm just saying. And I didn't care, but he went 2 for 100.
Well, the
who
final
cares?
Four, they didn't make the championship.
Bronny with the game winner.
Dude, there was a couple game winners last night. USF alum Jamari Abuye hit a walk-off shot for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Keep it real, Goo.
Now, seriously, Cooper Flagg goes 5 for 21 in his debut.
Yeah.
Air quotes, debut. Why don't I care about that?
Oh, who cares?
Oh, Fred.
Thanks, Mike.
Look at him. I'm with you, but it was just fun watching him.
What are you talking about?
Watching him. That's a four. Watching him out there. But, yeah, I'm just like, you shouldn't be that tired. But I get it. It's your first NBA game.
But he was sucking wind.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if he gets enough credit for his defense and his passing. I'm going to just leave that there. Or maybe that's why he was the number one pick. What are you talking about, Goo? But I those little tangible things, he's got them.
Well, yeah, he's the highest touted American prospect in recent memory.
Since Kevin Durant.
He better have him. I think that Cooper Flagg, I'm going to go on a limb here and say that even though he went 5 for 21 in a game that, you know, they're not going to keep the stats for, I think he's still going to be great.
I got you.
How about that?
Yeah, and I didn't say otherwise.
You feel differently about him now?
No.
He's a bust?
No, stop.
He shouldn't have gone number one?
Baby Steiny, no. I'm not saying that. I do have to read something to you. I'm mad.
Why?
But I have a P1 friend from Union City, Squirt, Peter Stark. He sent this in after our Barry Bonds conversation in audio, and I'm just sick and tired of it. Can I read it to you, Evan? You all.
We got 2 hours.
After 1998, the dude is all hopped up on the stuff. Y'all sound silly. Glorifying a dude that cheated the game. Stop. Did you see Barry Squirt in Pittsburgh? MVP, baby. Come on, don't hate on Barry and his greatness. My favorite player of all time,
Bonds?
Yep. Well, it's three of them.
I thought it was Clemente.
It is, but one that I actually got to saw. Actually got to see.
So,
him and Ricky.
Favorite players ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also had to break it to Squirt, and I love him.
Yeah, they got to. You'll meet him one day. Yeah.
I love him. Pitchers were using steroids, too.
And there you, man, that is the,
other
hello.
Also, you know who was using steroids? The guy who he hit the home run off of in the clip.
Hey, people don't want that real part of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's like the Lance Armstrong thing. Yeah, he was juicing. So were the next 25 cyclists.
You hear that, Squirt?
I'm
love it.
I'm just saying, like, if we're really going to do that, then everyone of that era is under scrutiny.
Yeah. I didn't see Mark McGwire or Sosa at all on that text. Like, that didn't bother him. It was just when Barry did it.
Oh, and Barry Bonds, by the way, before he started juicing, was only a 9-time Gold Glover, had 3 MVPs.
Stu special.
330
He was
home runs.
In the 400 club at that
Dude,
point.
Dude, that's incredible, man.
He was a Hall of Famer before he started using the juice.
Man, it could steal your base.
Yeah, what he gave up was his ability to steal bases and win Gold Gloves, which he was already doing before he got to San Francisco.
And I know he had his real quick his stint in Miami, but I wish guys like that were around me. Like, I wish he were a manager. I wish Jeter was a manager. I'm serious. Guys like
well,
that.
Jeter was a
Buster,
GM.
I know, but I got you. But
wasn't
just,
very good.
God, just replace Aaron Boone. What if that were Jeter? Guys would be running through the wall.
I don't think that would go very well.
You know, see what? Why though?
Because
Magic
Jeter's
Johnson
so
coaching,
great. Like, I don't know. There's a few guys that have been able to do it, but I think it's really hard to be a manager or a head coach when you're such a great player because everyone on your team is held to your standards.
But see, I feel like you're robbing the player of them not knowing that and being able to tap into that. Like, okay, I'm not going to look at everybody like they're my clone or. It's like being a parent, you know, you got to pick and choose and learn your daughter, or your son, and you know what works and what doesn't. So I get what you're saying. There's not a lot to back me up, but man, Evan, and I was going to say Steve Kerr, he was a good player. He was okay, role player, but he wasn't Jordan, you know? And then we saw Magic flame out, but do you think he flamed out because he was Magic or he got frustrated because everybody wasn't him?
Well, I think it'd be really hard to play for a guy like that. You know, all right, I don't have kids, but yeah. I imagine you wouldn't want your children to be held to your standard. Like, you've accomplished quite a bit, mm-hmm. but if one of your kids happened to get into sports media, like, that's, like, you cast a long shadow, and they should be given the opportunity to build their own legacy.
Mm.
I think.
I'm with you. I guess I'm asking you, Evan, what part of that does the parent or the person prior stunt that? Like, what if I'm trying to help them? Like, if Bonds were the manager of the Giants, you think you couldn't be the best Evan Giddings just because of what he did? Or are you saying because he was so good, he would get frustrated because maybe you weren't further along or you didn't have it? Like, I think we're robbing the greats of knowing everybody's not as great as you were.
Well, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if you're thinking about every at-bat like, oh, I'm never going to be Barry Bonds. But I just think that there's so many unnecessary questions that both you internally have to answer and also probably get asked on a daily basis, like, hey, what's it like to play for Barry Bonds? And you're like, well, he's the manager. He writes the lineup every day.
Yeah.
And then also, I think there would be a lot of questions that, let's say if Barry Bonds was the hitting coach, which I think he wasn't with the Marlins, with Mattingly, and if Bonds was the manager of the Giants, someone would eventually be asking Bonds, hey, how come your team isn't hitting? Like, shouldn't you be able to get your guys to hit? And the answer is, he has no control over any of that.
Mm.
He can't swing a bat for him, whether he's juicing or not juicing. He's one of the greatest players ever. And to me, that's just something that I guess I wouldn't want my favorite team to be held to. Like, you're basically playing against ghosts, and it's already hard enough to hit a 96-mile-an-hour fastball coming from the mound.
Evan said ghosts. I ain't mad at you.
Let's go to Yard Doctor in Napa. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to transition here in a sec, but I want to get Yard Doctor in here. What's up, Doc? How we doing?
Hey, you know, I've been calling in a long time. I want to call in one more time, and here's my case, okay? Barry should have his own wing in the Hall of Fame, and it should be titled Barry Saves Baseball from Steroids, because everybody that was juicing before Barry, and I'm talking about Sammy and McGwire, they got forgiven, okay? And would those, he'd still be juicing today if Barry didn't put them all to shame by showing them what the best player would be like on juice. He didn't go on the juice until it was... He couldn't stand it anymore. He's sitting there watching these other guys hit 65 homers. That's bullshit. Okay, I'm pissed.
All right, night, night. Sorry, thanks to Yard. I know you're pissed, but...
And I would tell Yard, so send McGuire on in as well.
No, we're not here to talk about that. But the point was, like, we're talking about the Giants and the Dodgers, and that, I think, is a moment that I remember from 2004, because you literally had the best pitcher and the best hitter, and the best hitter
won.
No,
that was a great call.
That was a great story.
Yeah, and, I mean, man. And where can we find that? That Bonds audio with Kuiper.
Yeah, it's from social media. The Giants put it out. Right. Again, right before they play the Dodgers, heading into the All-Star break.
Because he and Maddox, if I'm correct, have a back and forth about an at-bat. Barry and Greg Maddox. And it's kind of among those lines. But Maddox is talking about what he was thinking. And it's pretty dope, too.
Yeah, the Giants just put out a 20-minute video of Bonds breaking down all of his kind of iconic moments and just the at-bats. So
that's interesting.
It's on their YouTube channel.
Well, and it reminds me.
I know
like,
what I'm doing after the show, E.
Well, last year during the Rickwood Field game, paying homage to the Negro Leagues, Bonds was on the panel, and just the way that he talks about, you know, his hitting and how confident he is at the plate, like there is a brain behind the brawn.
Wow, man!
If that puts it into perspective for people, but,
take that, Squirt.
All right, Goop, I got to ask you about this because earlier today. Ramona Shelburne and Brian Windhorst of ESPN dropped a story. And the story was essentially about LeBron and Luka and how the power dynamic in the Lakers has visibly and behind the scenes shifted away from LeBron James and towards Luka Doncic. So the takeaway from this is all signs point to the Lakers wanting to move on from LeBron James by the spring of 2026. And here's a quote that kind of illustrates that.
Okay.
The Lakers had already made their statement in not offering James a contract beyond the season. It was abundantly clear that the 21-time All-Star's time as the face of the Lakers had, for the first time, a planned end date, even if James's record-setting NBA career did not yet. Whether the 25-26 season is to be James's final season in the NBA is up to him. But if he wanted the kind of Hollywood ending that only the Lakers can give legends of the game, the release date was set. Spring 2026. Luka Doncic in, LeBron James out. Now, this bothered you.
Well, wow. When we talked about it initially, I hadn't heard that. But, like, wow. This came out of nowhere, the Luka acquisition by the Los Angeles Lakers. And on the court, Evan, how many times did I text you, Steiny, and we would talk about hoops? Like, we know Luka's ball dominant. Hello, 1+1 is 2. But the bottom line is those were so – I felt like Luka took so many of LeBron's responsibilities that I could just kind of read and see through the TV, even Austin Reeves for that matter. Everybody got knocked down a notch. And Bron at this age is special with the ball in his hands. And he tried to be a good soldier. So I thought the acquisition was, hey, we're going to enhance what's left of LeBron as a Laker by getting this trade that nobody saw coming, and we're going to be in the Western Conference Finals. And it didn't happen that way. But, Evan, I don't think it didn't happen that way because of those two guys or those three guys. I felt like they didn't have any rim protection, and they lost some depth outside in regard to wing defenders. But if you're telling me LeBron James is available – I feel like, one, the Lakers have struck out because they could have been trying to do something a lot earlier, but it sounds like this is something they've been...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm thinking about, but how could a 40-year-old LeBron James, because if we were to somehow get him in a Warrior uniform, Jimmy Butler's gone. And Jimmy Butler's 5 years younger than LeBron James. I think there's more left in the tank. For a year, would I be entertained, Evan, and watching LeBron find Steph and set up Dre and whatnot? Yeah, but I think the Warriors right now, as is without LeBron James, is the way to go.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. When I read that, my first thought was the Warriors have to pick up the phone and make a call to the Lakers.
And it sounds like they did. They were one of the teams.
Well, I think that they've been trying to see if there's a potential Steph and LeBron, you know, unity on the horizon since 2024. Mm-hmm. You know, they made a call about him last deadline. And from all reports, LeBron was the one that kind of nixed that, along with the Lakers. But the Lakers have had a change of heart. They're, from this story, not interested in having a relationship with LeBron James longer than next year. If I'm the Warriors, and I know you said it's only a year, but that's all we're talking about with the Warriors now. We're talking about a year-to-year team in a year-to-year league. And if you're telling me that LeBron James is available, to me, the Warriors absolutely have to be in on trying to acquire his services.
At what cost, though?
If it's possible.
Like what if he's one and done? Because what's funny about this, if everything is true, these reports are true, LeBron felt like I felt like he had, Evan, the advantage. I'm going to make you sweat a little bit, Laker brass. I don't know. I'm pondering my future. Now it's almost like you're between a rock and a hard place because they can't wait for you to go. And how many years do you got left? And now, could you imagine a move to where LeBron is going somewhere else this late in the game? Like, that would be shocking to me. But if we were to get him, and you're right, it's 1 year, but are we willing to give up 5 years of or four or three more of Jimmy Butler for that?
Well, I
would have to have a commitment from Bron.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be married to Jimmy Butler for more than you're currently married to him to. Like, that's another thing, too, is so Jimmy is contract extension eligible next summer.
Yeah, right.
I think he's going to want one. And if I'm the Warriors, depending on obviously how the season goes, I'm not in a position right now where I want to give that to him. The only person that to me is who's extension eligible that's on the table to even have a conversation about is Curry. And that's just because you're tacking on plus ones. But I think a big issue the Warriors have right now is that they have two massive contracts, and the guy who hasn't, or I think is going to have a hard time carrying his end of the bargain, is Jimmy Butler. He makes you better, there's no doubt about that. But Jimmy Butler is paid like a top 10 player, and I don't believe he is a top 10 player.
But didn't he have a top 10 impact and change the fortune? Like, I'm not saying you're all the way wrong or I all the way disagree with you.
No, that's fair.
But, Evan, he changed everything. So wherever you got him slotted at, the silhouette of Jimmy Butler changed the fortune for the Golden State Warriors, the metrics, the number one defensive, everything changed. So, listening and looking at you, I feel like, Evan, I felt that way. But now if you're telling me we get 82 games of that, maybe it could go sideways and everybody be disappointed. But my goodness, that's top 10 to me in regard to impact.
If I could turn Jimmy Butler's last 2 years into one season of LeBron James going into next year, I would do that. I would do that. Because I think that whatever you believe or you think about LeBron as a player, you think about Jimmy as a player, let's say they're even.
I like both.
But LeBron's got 1 year left, and he's coming off the books. Maybe you'd have to give him another year. I don't know. Maybe you want to align him with Steph and with Draymond. But to me, that's... it's a perfect opportunity, again, if it's possible, to go all in next year. And I think it sounds like LeBron is, he's headed out the doors one way or another.
Do you think he's blown away? Like, Evan, I told you guys a month ago, and I'm standing on it, even as we go get ready for this Dodger-Giants series, there's no way in hell the narcissist that is LeBron James, who I respect his game and his fatherhood, there's no way he's leaving L.A., but this story reads like they're poking or pushing him and telling him, like, night-night because we got Luka. And, Evan, just help me out. I'm being real. I don't feel like that's the case.
Well, I think the moment he opted in, which, by the way, he's never done that before.
Right.
He's always added a 1+1 every single offseason to give himself some sort of, power.
Yeah.
And the Lakers are telling him that's not the case anymore. Like, LeBron James, for the first time in his career, is not the most important player on his team to that team.
Wow.
The Lakers are saying our future and our present, quite honestly, is about Luka Doncic. And I don't think that sits well with LeBron. That's why he's opted in. That's why he's been zero dark 30. That's why there's been these reports of him not reaching out to DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, that I couldn't believe. Good call. I couldn't believe Ayton said that.
Well, I can't.
Like, Luka texted me and LeBron didn't. I was like, oh, maybe I got it all wrong. Shocker. And estimated eyes on the YouTube chat. Like, no, LeBron is pushing this narrative to find a deal.
I think it's a perfect opportunity. Again, it's.
Would you want him here, though?
Yes. 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 So if I could put Steph and LeBron together for one season, I would do that. I would want to see how that goes. Because, again, I don't think there's a lot of risk involved. At least not more risk than you already have on
because
your team.
Of LeBron
you're already
coming
old as hell
books,
anyways.
Because of LeBron coming off the books?
Yes.
But then what are you doing search-wise? Obviously, you're going to look to replenish what, if LeBron were to retire, then where are we at with Steph? You're still searching. You're at the club, and it's about to close. And you're hoping to find, you know what I mean?
Well, like, you're going to have to turn the page anyways, whether it's this season or next season. You know, again, I think the Warriors are taking this a year at a time. And
this would really be that, a reflection of that, if they got him, though.
Yeah, and I am kind of about expediting that process, which to me, you give yourself a chance to win and play meaningful basketball this year. And I know you can do that with Jimmy, too, but I guess I would want to see LeBron and Curry on the same team.
Yeah,
I could make
I'm
it
not
happen.
Against it.
888-957-9570. And look, a lot of people disagree with me, and that's totally fine. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. From the 408, Evan is wrong. LeBron clearly can't get it done on his own or with a star. And this is from the 510. LeBron to the Warriors equals title. I'm not sure that I wouldn't go that far.
Well, hopefully get us closer because we really don't know how far we were off, Evan, because Curry got hurt.
All right. Well,
that was with Jimmy, but this would be with Jimmy getting 56 this year. 56.
That's a lot of money.
56. I'm just saying he changed everything, but boy.
One, we're seeing all these teams give out massive contract extensions, but. And I threw this by Grandy yesterday on the afternoon show, and I'll ask you, of the four teams in last year's conference finals, How many of them do you think had a top 10 paid player? How many top 10 paid players were in the conference finals or the finals? So the final four teams.
There's a reason you're asking me this. This is a 1-4-3 IQ. So I'm going to go four.
There was one.
Damn it.
And his name was Carl Anthony Towns.
Cat. And it's zesty.
But it's really hard to construct a team with a bunch of inflated contracts. And so now, why are you going out to get another one? Because it helps me remove one the soonest possible.
I got you.
And I think that Jimmy Butler being here for 2 years while the Warriors will still be competitive, I think that they're banking on health being on their side as opposed to Father Time catching up to them. But if I can expedite the process of getting rid of these just massively inflated contracts for players that aren't playing up to that level, and I'm looking at Butler, then that's what I'm going to do.
I feel like you're robbing Butler a little bit, Evan, of, 50, we could go down the list of all these players not living up to the contract when you look at the drop-dead number of 56 M's. But for Butler, he was worth 56 on just what I'd said a minute ago on what he changed. So are we really robbing Butler to try to run him away because you can't live up to the number, but you did change the fortune of our season in a major way?
He did, but I think he also was a part, like, the Warriors clearly had a talent deficiency, and he filled that void. But now it's an entirely new season where they got to go through a six-month marathon to get to the playoffs. Like, in a way, Jimmy Butler, and he didn't play a whole lot in Miami because he either didn't want to or he was suspended by the team too. But I think that he was able to preserve himself for the final 30-something games plus the playoffs. And even then, he still
had a tailbone injury. Yeah, I got you.
And he got hurt. You know, the Warriors are going to be up against it no matter what. But I guess my argument is that if I could turn him into LeBron, if I could turn 2 years of Jimmy Butler into 1 year of LeBron with this team, that's something I think still keeps you competitive. And
it is. Wow, man.
It makes it a lot easier to eventually turn the page when you're going to have to do that anyways.
If I had a gun to your head right now, Evan, no, that's terrible. If I just, you know, your life on
water
the line.
Pistol.
Who's going to have a better 56 M's? I could get that belt, huh? Or any belt.
You can get any belt you want.
Man. Who's going to have a better season if you had to bet right now, Jimmy Butler or LeBron James? And that includes games played. Like if you just, you know, we're having some fun and you had to bet on one of those players right now.
Statistically?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be LeBron. I mean, LeBron's going to put up more numbers than Jimmy. You know, the question is,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Will the Lakers win more than the Warriors? And they did last year, but I know they had Davis for a lot of it. And the Warriors didn't have Jimmy. Yeah.
If you were to swap out Bron, because Jimmy wouldn't be here with Bron, because then we'd have major action. But, man, Evan, you got me thinking. But where are the Warriors and Joe Lacob the
LeBron's
year after?
LeBron's played 70 games each of the last two seasons.
No, I got to give him that.
He's been, and I know he's not as good as he was.
But he's still good, Evan.
He's still damn good. I think Jimmy Butler's damn good. But if I'm gonna ride with a pair, like
the two for one, the clear the books is
well, that's a major part for me. Okay. But I also just think like it has to be enticing to think about if I could just have Steph and LeBron on the same team. And I know we sat in the Olympics with a bunch of other superstars, but I also think LeBron is someone that would fit seamlessly into this system. Mm. You know, I don't necessarily like the guy that much. I think he's egotistical and a bit of a cynic, like you mentioned. But if we're just talking basketball, I think there's absolutely a possibility he makes the Warriors better.
So with that report that just came out this morning, late last night, Evan, if I said to you, how much smoke is this a four-alarm fire? Do you really think LeBron James will no longer be in a Laker uniform? Forget him coming to the Warriors. Just you think he's done in L.A.
By the end of next season, I do. We got to hit a break, though. Next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout. We got awesome things to give away. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, Outside Lands day passes, four-day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merch store and Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen, it's 7:30, 12:30, and 4:30 for your chance to win every single day next week, every show, all day. It starts on Monday. Evan Infersteiner with Guru. How you feeling? Is this something that you'd be interested in, or is it just smoke at this point? Let me know. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're back after this.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got a lot going on here today. Evan Infersteiny with Gu. I'm going to talk to Nick Hamilton here of SiriusXM in just a moment. Covers everything SoCal sports, including the Dodgers who take on the Giants tonight. Series beginning heading into the All-Star break. Also, the afternoon show is going to be chatting with Willard and Dibbs. Hunter Pence is going to be on at 4:15. So keep it locked right here on 95.7 The Game all day. And, of course, we got our All-Star Week prize blowout set to go starting on Monday. And right now, we go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And we're pleased to be joined now by Nick Hamilton. And, Nick, appreciate you joining the show. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hanging in.
So, first, I got to ask, because you're Goo's guy, how long have you known Daryl the Guru Johns? How far does your relationship go back?
We go back like four flats on the Cadillac, man.
There you go.
It's been a minute. He reached out to me years ago, and, you know, I just appreciate him ever since.
Hey, no, you got a big thing going, Nick. I was telling with the Nightcastle Media, and you're doing everything from the Dodgers, WNBA, Rams. So I was like, man, let's have them on, big Dodgers series, and I appreciate you being available.
Oh, thank y'all, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah, well, let's start right there, Nick. You know, obviously, you work for Nightcast Media, host on SiriusXM. This is a big series between the Giants and the Dodgers heading into the All-Star break. I'll start with this. How big of a series do you think it is for the Giants versus the Dodgers? Like, which team do you think it's bigger for?
I think it's big for both teams in different regards. I think, obviously, being the decades-long rivalry that it's been, obviously the Giants get up for the Dodgers. I don't care how bad or how good the Giants are. They're going to play the Dodgers extremely tough. So I think the Giants, it's an opportunity, obviously, to get one series over the visiting Dodgers, but I also think for the Dodgers trying to snap this six-game losing skid, because it has been absolutely atrocious to watch the last 6 or 7 games of this significantly talented team who has battled through, obviously, injuries and things of that nature throughout this season thus far.
Now, Nick, I was telling my co-host and the listeners, you were born and raised in L.A., and this might be an unfair question or comparison to some of the greats, and we'll get a taste of Ohtani on the bump tomorrow, but as far as the hitter, we're going to get him tonight. What is Ohtani, and how big is Ohtani mania in L.A.? Is it up there with Kobe and what Shaq was and LeBron?
It's definitely up there with Kobe. It was definitely up there with Kobe and Shaq, to be honest with you, if not more, because this is a global phenomenon. It took a while for Kobe to really become that global phenomenon. But for Shohei Ohtani, I mean, it's packed out. I don't, when he's pitching, when he's hitting, especially in the press box, because there's dozens of Japanese media, especially on the field when he goes out to warm up. All they do is follow him. Yamamoto. So it's a huge thing. Anytime that that Showtime is in full motion. So yeah, I don't see that train slowing down anytime soon. He is a definite freak of nature. I mean, he is LeBron. He is the LeBron of baseball, stature wise. You know how big LeBron is. So imagine that playing baseball. That's what Shohei Ohtani, represents as far as stature is concerned.
We're chatting with Nick Hamilton here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, host for Nightcast Media, SiriusXM down in L.A. Take us through the last 6 games. I mean, like, what has been going on with the Dodgers? I see they've only scored 10 runs. I mean, is it been lack of runners in scoring position? You think they're just in a little bit of a funk? Like, what has been going on that's had them in this tailspin?
I think when you look at the compile of injuries, I mean, you look at Muncy, what happened to Muncy, obviously Teoscar Hernandez, and then obviously Tommy Edman in their starting lineup. And then when you have the healthier superstars, like we've mentioned, Shohei, Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, they have been in a hitting slump. I mean, they've combined for a 194 batting average at the plate. So, the depth options have, offered a little reprieve. Obviously, Michael Conforto, Kim and James Altman have gone 5 for 38, even though they've received more playing time. So I just think they're just in a funk. I mean, it's a very long season. Teams are going to go through that. Unfortunately, all eyes on the Dodgers because they are the World Series champs, defending champs. And so there's a lot of expectation with the Dodgers. People act like the Dodgers can't lose. It's like, what reality world do you live in? What dimension do you live in? Maybe you're in the multiverse. I don't know, but in reality, in this dimension that we all live in, things like this happen throughout the season. But I think none of the Dodgers are panicking. Even Dave Roberts said, look, we understand how serious this is, but we're not going to hit the panic button. We're not going to overreact. There's still a lot of baseball to be played. We haven't even gotten to the All-Star break yet. We're going to monitor certain things. Obviously, they've had to go through some injuries. They've had to reacquire. Shohei, as far as his pitching is concerned, because basically that's a bullpen session. I mean, he's only been able to pitch one inning or so, and then it's a bullpen session. So much like we saw last year when Dave Roberts was able to manage that bullpen type of style, he's having to do it again this time, except now Shohei is at the forefront of it, at least in right now. So I wouldn't worry. I know people are panicking. Some people in L.A. are panicking, but again, let's see what they do in the second half of the season as we go down the stretch and head down the freeway of the playoffs. I mean, the Dodgers are still in first place in the National League West. So I believe at some point when the season is said and done, they're going to win their division, and the Giants won't. So there you have it.
Nick, let me ask you this, because we are just having the conversation. The last time these two teams played in L.A., I mean, the game was interrupted with the news of Ralphie Devers coming to the Giants. My co-host and I talked about 107 a couple years back under Gabe Kapler, and the Dodgers came in and won that series. I want to know that Devers trade, what that did to the Dodgers. Do you think it got their attention? Like, because the Giants go into this series 5 games back, but that trade, adding Ralphie Devers, how much attention do you think that got from the Dodgers?
I don't think they paid attention to it. I don't think they deviated off course of, as far as what they are still having to do and still maintaining that significant lead that they have. But I think you definitely have to pay attention to that. I mean, Devers is a beast. I mean, he's absolutely major. You can't ignore that, if you call yourself a competitor. I think that was a boost in the arm for the San Francisco Giants, for sure. It'll remain to be seen how he continues to, you know, be acclimated into their system. And he's able to produce for them in a significant way. But yeah, you definitely have to pay attention to that, no question.
Nick Hamilton joining us on the River Islands guest line here on 95.7 The Game, reporter for Nightcast Media, host Sirius XM. Yeah, I did want to ask you kind of what the perception is of the Giants from L.A. Getting Posey in as president of baseball operations has kind of led to the acquisition of Rafi Devers. Like, I know that the Giants the last couple of seasons have been a little bit on the wayside. They've been largely a 500 team. But has the perception from L.A. changed of what the San Francisco Giants are this season in regards to being a threat? Maybe not to the division, but being a legitimate postseason team.
I mean, they're still the hated ones. Everybody in L.A. hates the Giants, and I'm sure the Giants fans hate L.A. I mean, beat L.A. chants all over, you know, their stadium. So nothing has really changed, I think. But you do have to pay attention to the Giants, to the Padres, those teams in your division, the D-backs. I think you do have to pay attention to those things because, again, we still have a whole half of baseball to play. Mm. And I think you still have to pay attention to those teams, especially the Giants. And I think those games are extremely important, not just for standings, but for confidence as well. Like I said earlier, you know, you're on a six-game losing streak. Your bigger stars can't connect at the plate. They're coming up shorter than a little person at a urinal. So you can't mistake anything for granted. You have to make sure that you take game by game. And I think you can't look past an opponent. I think you have to take this series this weekend. I think you have to look at it game by game by game. I think that's what the Dodgers have to do in order to start getting back on course as far as getting back in the W column. But yeah, the Giants, they're still the hater ones.
Look at you. Nick, we'll get you out of here on this one. You do it all, man. I got to ask you this question. We just spent 30 minutes on it. Is LeBron really leaving L.A.? Do the Lakers want to say night-night to Bron?
Listen, you know, LeBron loves attention. He's a diva. And listen, you can't take anything away from his play on the court. I think it's just much to do about nothing. If the Lakers could get from up under that contract, I think they would because they're building towards the future. I think they're looking at Luka towards their future. I think they're looking at possibly DeAndre Ayton as being part of that future. That's why he signed a 2-year deal, obviously 1-1. But overall, I mean, I'm ready for LeBron to leave. I think he's done enough for this organization. I think. I don't want to hear any more talk about a statue outside of Staples Center. He does not deserve a statue. If you want to retire his jersey, great. I have no problems with that. He is the third best player to ever play the game behind Jordan and Kobe. So if that's what you want to do, that's fine. If LeBron left tomorrow, no tears will be shed. And I'll go ahead and schedule the U-Haul tomorrow.
Wow, Nick. Tell us how you really feel.
How would you feel, Nick, if he ended up in Golden State?
That's fine by me. He still won't win a chip, but that's fine. He still won't win five because I don't believe LeBron cares about winning chips anymore. I think LeBron, as he has shown us the last couple of years, he is about him. He's trying to rack up 70,000 points like he's playing NBA Jam, and he wants his name in the record books. That's the main way he's going to be. He wants to be remembered. He's not going to be remembered as a multi. You know, he's going to be a four-time champion. You can't take anything away from his championships, no question. And he was an instrumental part in each one of those championships. But I think when you're looking at, when we're talking about greats or GOAT conversation, why is his name even being brought up when this man is 4-6 in the finals? And we act like Kobe Bryant never existed and people trying to throw dirt on this man's legacy and this man's name. And we just skip over Kobe like he was no big deal, as if he was the big deal. So I think with LeBron, if he wants to go to Golden State or if he wants to go Chicago or Dallas or wherever else he decides to go, that's fine. I hope he has he finishes the career the way he wants to, but he's not winning a chip. So, you know, he'll remain at four and nothing wrong with four chips.
I get you, Nick.
If we get him, we might have action, Nick. We'll need you to call back.
I mean, you're going to have action because LeBron is box office. LeBron is a big-time seller. You know he's going to sell tickets just like – but let's not act like Steph Curry ain't held the organization
right.
down.
Right,
even though they took away one of his Splash Brothers. He's still holding the organization down. And when you think of Golden State, you think of Steph Curry.
Right.
No question. So adding LeBron to that mix, yeah, would it sell more tickets? Absolutely. That's a fantastic organization. I just hope he doesn't try to ruin that organization like he's done a couple of others.
Wow.
I got you, Nick. Well, hey, look, we appreciate
good
you
stuff,
hopping
man.
On with us. Thanks for helping us preview the series, and good luck, man. Enjoy it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Talk
Take
to
it
you
easy.
Soon.
All right.
That's Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media, SiriusXM.
Oh. Not a LeBron fan.
Not a fan of LeBron whatsoever.
Man. Evan, do you really believe if we swapped out Bron for Butler, they would be better? I'm a little nervous saying yeah, but I would be excited to see it. But I think they got something with Butler. As mad as I was about the little not shooting at the end, he was hurt. Evan, I don't know. But if you're saying it's year to year, I guess I would be. My curiosity is piqued to see what him and Steph and Dre could do.
Well, I just believe the Warriors have to make a call about it. You got to inquire. And I think they will, or if they haven't already. Are they better? No, I think they might just be about the same. But again, it's like I'm trying to figure out how they move on eventually when this two-year window that they supposedly have, it closes. Like, I don't know
why. You shouldn't
why.
Be worried about that right now, though, right?
Well, okay, so next season, I think they can be a 48-win team.
I do, too.
But I think they're probably still fighting for the play-in or fighting to get out of the play-in. You know, I think top six is the goal again for them next season. I have my doubts that Jimmy Butler is going to play 65 games.
But he plays better defense than LeBron at this juncture, I think, Evan.
I think that's fair.
Okay, not all NBA, but you know what I mean? Like, Jimmy still, man.
No, I mean, I think that LeBron is still a pretty damn good player on offense, and he doesn't give a crap
but
about
defense. But you keep, and you're on fire. But you're like, goo, even Jimmy after next year is going, you're going to have to re-up him or do something there.
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah. Well, after next season, the 56, good Lord. Then it's what do? Or do you, like, I still think there's orange juice in the carton more so than what LeBron has left in his all-around game. Now, if this was 6 years ago, oh, my gosh, I would be like, get him any means necessary, Malcolm X. But right now, I just think Jimmy is the better all-around basketball player. And if we haven't seen anything else from him and the inception of him in the Warrior uniform, it worked. He fit in.
He did. Yeah, I mean, I look, you can't strip that from him. The team absolutely took off when he got here. And I guess I'm fearful that that's not replicable. Like, I'm fearful that.
Because it was short, it wasn't 82 games.
It was a sprint after the deadline. Yeah. And if anything, you know, I think there could be a similar case this year where, you know, it all signs point to someone like Kuminga coming back for a compromised contract. And then come December 15th, when that contract is eligible to be traded for the full value, dollar to dollar, they use it to get an upgrade.
Mm.
And then the Jimmy, Steph, Draymond trio gets a little jolt in the arm the way they did with Butler. It's not going to be a player that's probably as big or as good as Jimmy. But, yeah, I do think that next year is going to be similar to last year in that they're going to have to puzzle piece this thing together. Like, a big part of last year that, well, not a big part, but a part that is going to get swept away was, you know, you acquired Dennis Schroeder because Pajemski was absolutely awful at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And you're really hoping that he doesn't shoot 23% again from three-point range the first 2 months of the year, because right now he's your starting shooting guard.
Man, Evan, and you know what? If you allow me, and we just discussed for a second about the others, and I'm including Moody into what they didn't do in the playoffs that I took for granted because they were so solid and consistent, and it wasn't just those two. But, Evan, when I sit here and look at you and talk about Warrior basketball in that playoff series, Moody and Pods did not mirror themselves at all. And if you want to go Steiny or others and just say it was about experience, but what if that were to happen again if you were to entrust Pods, like, you're our guy. Okay, that was one on the fly, but are we so sure nothing else was going on as opposed to the stage being too big? because he had mastered fitting in pods and making Bix and Moody, for that matter. They both, and I know both of them had surgeries or some stuff, you know, going on their bodies that have been addressed. But, man, that quietly was like a big part of the Warriors losing, too.
Maybe the lights were too bright. My bigger takeaway is that I don't think that they're good enough. Like, just as players, you know, Pods, Moody, if you want to throw JK in there, you can. Post, you can put who played, you know, meaningful minutes in the Minnesota series. Like, those young guys are just not good enough. That's another concern I have, too. It's like the Warriors' older players, their struggles is going to be staying on the court,
okay, all right,
and remaining 100% for the entire year plus the playoffs. The young guys, my question is just like, are you good enough to help these older dudes win?
With that said, and I hear everything you say, and I get mad, but it's our reality, Dub Nation, of where we're at and who's leading the big three. They're birth certificates. I get that. Not sexy to anybody. It's never been done, a team winning the chip with three guys leading the bet. This is nothing against DeAnthony Melton, but the fact that you had him, you traded him, he got hurt, and Evan, not one of the young guys took a step or two to where you need him back. I think if we got Melton back, and this is not personal, that just signals to me it's bigger than the big three, the OGs. It's the youngsters didn't take enough necessary steps for Melton to even be needed. Like, are we really saying night-night to GP2?
Yeah, probably. So if the Warriors, like, I think they have a handshake agreement with Horford.
Okay.
And actually, Steph yesterday at the Tahoe golf tournament,
kind of
said as much. He told Anthony Slater of The Athletic basically when that happens.
Okay, all right, so he's coming. I got you.
I think Horford is signed, sealed, and delivered.
Not playing back-to-back.
But yeah, no, he won't. But if they have Horford, Melton, who's coming off an ACL tear, and they keep Kuminga, would you call that a good summer? Because I kind of think, like, LeBron's a long shot. I think it's something you have to explore, but it's obviously a long shot. It feels to me like that's their best case scenario, is signing a 39-year-old, re-signing or reacquiring a guy who's coming off an ACL tear, and bringing back a player that may or may not be happy here. I think that might be the best that they can do.
And what's the whole song? I forget who sings it. Your best wasn't good enough. But you know what, Evan? If that's what it is, I'm broken. There's a song. Somebody,
okay,
help me out, Risotto. Your best wasn't good enough. It's old school. It's before you guys. But yeah, I'll get it. Somebody help me out.
Roger Moore era.
Hey, but anyway, Evan, I'm pro Kuminga. I want him back. And you know why I really want him back? I don't think there's anything out there that's better. Make him work. It's not just his fault. Make him work.
Yeah.
I saw the playoffs against Minnesota. Let me go baby Steiny. Go baby Steiny on me. Tell me how that wasn't real life, or he gets no credit for that.
No.
He was balling.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
He scored 30 points in a playoff game. Like, that's not nothing.
And Naz Reid was linking like, dude, don't give him the ball. I can't stop him. But, Evan, I guess I'm letting it all out. That's the frustration of somebody around it. Chris Mullin, I hear you every day with Bonte. Figure out a way for us to incorporate the youngster. Imagine that, man. It's right there.
Well, if he's on the team next season, he's going to play. Yeah. I mean, I don't know when it gets down to crunch time if he's going to play. But
failure on everybody again if that scenario presents itself, and he's not.
No, I mean, role that's set up for him right now when everyone is healthy is to be the sixth man, and then when one of their older players has to miss a game, he'll start.
And occasionally a sixth man sometimes finish the game if they got it going.
Like, they're different players, and they obviously play different positions, but Jonathan Kuminga's role going into next season, right now, would be what Jordan Poole's role was going into the 2023 season, when Klay was still there, Curry was there, and Poole was basically a substitute starter. He's the sixth man, and when someone is out, he's going to start. And Poole didn't respond very well to that. Granted, there was some stuff that happened, obviously, the punch.
Right. But shout out Hawaiian.
You're the backup. You're the backup player. And I don't know if you can just make that work. Mm. You just force it. It's a square peg, round hole, which is something that Steve Kerr's talked about as well.
Jim Olay on the YouTube chat. Quincy Jones, just once. My best wasn't good enough. Yeah.
I still got that documentary in the queue. I got to watch that.
What? A queue?
Like Netflix queue, something you got to watch. I'll explain on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see you, Matt, in Oakland. We're going to take your call on the other side. Evan in for Steiny alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, as always. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.